perhaps one of the most popular phrases in all of Halal, maybe even all of Tehillim. Ha'idu la'Hashem ki tov ki la'olam chasdo. Give thanks to Hashem for He is good, for His kindness endures forever. Powerful words. What does it mean? The Radak says there are two levels of meaning. On a personal level, David HaMelech is expressing his relief at the death of King Shaul. Shaul's pursued him relentlessly, giving him no rest, no respite. As David HaMelech ascends the throne, he envisages the many wonderful improvements he's going to be able to make for the enhancement of his kingdom and for the welfare of his subjects. That's on the personal level, the historic level. On the national level, Klal Yisrael expresses gratitude and confidence as he looks forward to the Geula. From all of the oppression, from all of the challenges of the Golus, eventually we'll return to our former glory. Eventually we'll be able to fulfill the Torah in its entirety. Every part of Klal Yisrael is going to be affected by Hashem's benevolent concern. And every Jew will exclaim, Ki la'olam chasdo, the simcha of the Geula. The Barbanel says that this idea of Hoydi Hashem Ki Tov is a general expression of thanks to Hashem. No matter what occurs, Hashem is always good. Everything Hashem does is for the best, even though it might not be immediately apparent to us. Sometimes it's really tough. There are so many things that might really be good for us, but right now they're certainly not pleasant and they don't seem that way. Living with emunah, or perhaps more specifically with bitachon, is the realization that it's all okay. Hashem's looking after us. He knows what He's doing. And if He's chosen this course of events, it is ultimately good, even if it doesn't feel that way for us right now. Ki la'olam chasdo, His kindness endures forever. Which again, the Abarbanel explains that Ki la'olam chasdo is where you have clearly revealed acts of kindness. Often, visible kindness is followed by hestapanim, where Hashem conceals Himself. And therefore you can have Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov, Ki la'olam chasdo, Hashem being concealed, even if He's good that we don't realize it, but Ki la'olam chasdo, then we can feel His chesed. And therefore, this parak of Tehillim reassures Klal Yisrael, Hashem's kindness endures forever. And yes, Hashem's kindness will definitely express itself again, or definitely manifest itself again. There will be good and better times, or more apparently better times. What happens in the rest of the next three pesukim, where they always end Ki la'olam chasdo? Various groups are meant to repeat the second part of the verse. Because although these groups will praise Hashem for specific acts of divine kindness that they've witnessed, they don't necessarily appreciate Hashem's constant unfailing goodness. And therefore it's always Ki la'olam chasdo, Ki la'olam chasdo. Certainly for us to keep our eye on both of them at the same time. Hoydu la'Hashem Ki Tov. It's good even if we don't realize it. Ki la'olam chasdo, that His loving kindness indeed endures forever.